Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalayim Meister Shani Daf Nun Vav, and we are starting about the fifth line with the words Masisa Pliga and the Vilna Source Daf. It's on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, about halfway through. And today's office sponsor Lila Nishmas Maris Merim Sar Basar Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. Now we're discussing the following. Let's say Reuven wants to be mezakeh something to Shimon through a shliach. Once a shliach makes a kinyan, it's automatically acquired by Shimon because of zachin la'adam shloi b'fanav. Now we had two opinions on who the shliach could be. One opinion was haroi litol zacha, only one who could acquire this thing themselves could be zachin it for somebody else. And the other opinion was haroi litain zacha, someone who could give this can accept it for somebody else. So I want to suggest masisa pliga man d'amar haroi litol zacha. The following mishnah seems to be not like the man d'amar, that only if you're able to accept it yourself, you could accept it for somebody else as well. The intaman we learned over there maseches peah, and we actually had this mishnah as well over here. There's a story where Gamliel was on the boat and he was mezakeh different maisers to the relevant people, and one of the maisers was maiser ani, which he was mezakeh to Rabbi Kiva for the aniim. And once a lashon isur achar shani asa lamud, another tenth that I'm going to separate nasal akiva ben yosef, it's given to Akiva ben Yosef, that's Rabbi Kiva, Kadesh Yiskabai Laniyim, so he can be Zaychen it for the Aniyim. This was Maeser Ani, Umoskerlai Mekaimai, and its place is rented to him. Now here's the question, Rabbi Kiva Roy Hulito, was Rabbi Kiva fitting to take Maeser Ani? Rabbi Kiva was a very wealthy man, he can't take Maeser Ani, and nonetheless he was Zaychen it for the Aniyim. So we see, it's not Haroi Litol Zacha, it's Haroi Litain Zacha. The Gemara says, no, Pasar Allah, Achalai Hashir. We can explain this referring to before Rabbi Kiva became wealthy, and he was actually poor at this stage in his life, and so he's able to be Zaychen Maeser Ani himself, and that's why he can be Zaychen it for others as well. And Rafi Tamer, we could even say Mishael Hashir, it was after he became wealthy. And Tifter, we could explain as follows, Shaya Parnes, that he was one of the Gabbaim of the Tzedakah, Viyada Parnes, Kiyada Ani, and the Parnes, the one who's supplying them with the Tzedakah, he is like the Ani himself, and that's why he could be Zachin for them, even though he himself was wealthy. And we continue with this, Milsa Rabbi Shuv and Levi, Amra Haroi Litol Zacha. The following member from Rabbi Shuv and Levi tells us that one who's able to take, then he could be Zachin for somebody else. Note of Alpha on top, Rabbi Shuv and Levi, Amra Rabbi Shuv and Levi says, Babala Bias, Asher Nechelku, they argue only with a wealthy Babala Bias. Aval Baal Bayis Ani, both Baal Bayis who's poor, Me'achar Shu Roi Litol Zacha. Since he's able to take it himself, he can be Zachin it for somebody else as well. This is referring to Peah. Let's say a person goes into a field and he collects Peah, saying that this is for Mr. So and so who is an Ani. There's Machlekes Reb Elezer and the Chachamim whether this is okay. And the Chachamim say that he has to take this Peah and give it to the first Ani he finds because he can't be Zachin it for a different Ani. That's why he just has to give it away to the first Ani whom he comes across. And Rabbi Shimon Levi clarified that this is only if the person who took the Peah for the other Ani is himself not an Ani. However, if he himself is an Ani, since he could be Zeichen it for himself, he could be Zeichen in it for a different Ani, and that's clearly Kalaroi Litol Zacha. And moving on to Halacha, hey, the Mishnah continues discussing Bir Maestres. B'mincha b'yontef ha'i misvadin, by Mincha, the last day of Yontef, and this is Pesach of the fourth year, that's when the official vidui of Maestr would take place, and Ketzad ha'ya vidui, what was the vidui Maestr? So we're just going to read two psukim very quickly, and these are two main psukim of the vidui. The pasuk says as follows, V'omart l'fnei Hashem l'kecha, you shall say in front of Hashem your God, B'yarte ha'kadosh min ha'bayis, I removed the kadosh from my house, V'gam nesat of Levi v'lager l'yosem l'amana, and I also gave it to the Levi ger yosem l'amana, k'chomets v'atcha asher tzivisani, like all the mitzvahs you commanded me, l'yabarti mitzvahzecha l'yashachachti, I didn't transgress your mitzvahs, and I didn't forget. The next pasuk is, lo yachalti v'ani menu, I didn't eat from it in my state of aninos, lo yabarti menu b'tame, I didn't do so in a state of tumah, v'lo yanisati menu l'meis, I didn't use it for a meis, shamati b'kal Hashem l'aykai, I listened to the voice of Hashem my God, as isi g'chal asher tzivisani, I did everything he commanded me. Now we're going to explain these psukim piece by piece. Back into the Mishnah, when he says, b'yati ha-kadosh min ha-bayis, I remove the kadosh from the house, Zemaiser Sheni v'Natarvai. This is referring to Maeser Sheni and Natarvai. When he says V'nasati v'Levi, I give it to Levi. Zemaiser Levi. That's referring to Maeser Levi, which is Maeser Rishon. And when he said V'gam Nesativ, we have this extra word V'gam, which is coming to include something. Zetruma Trumas Maeser. That's referring to Truma Trumas Maeser. When the pasuk says Lager Lo Yosvel Amano, what's this referring to? Zemaiser Ani Haleke Hashecha V'Apeya. And Afal Pisha Einor Ma'akvenas Avidui. Even if he doesn't have a field, and therefore that means he didn't give like a Chechem Peya, that's not Ma'akavidui. He could still say it. Furthermore, the pasuk says Min Habayis Zuchala. This is referring to Chal that he separates from a dough. The pasuk continues that he said kachol mitzvahs chasher zivisani, and that tells us hayim hikta maaser sheni the rishon, that if he had taken off maaser sheni before maaser rishon, any yachal is vadais. He can't say this vidui, he can't say this psukim because he didn't follow the mitzvahs as he should have. And when he says lo yavarti mitzvahsecha, he's saying that lo yifrashi min al sheni minai, I never separated from one min onto a different one. Lo min atolish al mechaber, lo min mechaber al atolish, not from something that was detached for something that was still attached to the ground, and not from something that was attached to the ground onto something that wasn't attached to the ground, because this has been achir val p'turim from p'tur al chiyuv. And furthermore, he's saying, not from new produce on old, and not from old on to new, because he's not allowed to do that either. And when he says in the pasuk, I didn't forget, what's that referring to? From blessing you, and from mentioning your name on it. And this refers to the bracha of afrashas trumas and maestres, which one has to make when he actually separates them physically. The next pasuk goes on to say, I didn't eat from it in my state of aninos. Ha, that's mashma im achlu banina, that if he did eat from it in a state of aninos, He's not able to say this vidui. Continuing on to Nun Zayin Amalaf on top, Vlebi Artu Mani Batame, I wasn't mevarit in the state of Tumah, that's Mashma, Haim Frisha Batumah, that if he did separate it in the state of Tumah, in Yachal Zvadais, he's not able to do vidui. The pasuk continues, I didn't use it for a mace, that means, I didn't use these maasers to buy a coffin or burial shrouds for a mace, and I didn't give them to other Einanim to use them in an improper way. And the pasuk concludes, Shamati B'kal Hashem Alekai, I listened to the voice of Hashem my God. What's that referring to? I brought them to the Beis HaBechira, which over here really means Yerushalayim. And Asisi Kachal Shertz V'Yisani, I did everything you commanded me. This means Samachti V'Simachti Bai. I rejoiced with it, and I made others rejoice with it. Namely, I gave the necessary maestros to all the relevant people, and they rejoiced in receiving them. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow. Continue to explain the next pasuk of Vidui Maestros. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.